It's 11:32. Widespread security breaches at Target, Neiman Marcus, other retailers, of course, have many of us on edge. And we're learning now that those hacks may have been connected to organized crime. Joining us live to talk more about it, CBS investigative correspondent Cheryl Atkison. Cheryl, great to have you here on WTOP. Why do we think that there is some connection here to organized crime? How do we think they might be involved?
Well, the people investigating the Target breaches are keeping very mum, but I do have a couple of sources, including some in public who are watching and some in private who know what's going on. And they say there are definitely organized components. It doesn't mean that a specific crime family is that they know of is to blame, but they say this is certainly evidence of something much more than a Russian kid in a basement hacking into the system. And that's because of the coordination that they say it took to get into the system in the first place. It took sort of a ground operation, somebody on the ground in Minneapolis where Target is headquartered to help get in, to get credentials to get in, as well as the marketing of the cards afterwards put on the black market where they're sold for maybe a dollar a card or a couple of bucks a card. The whole system and the way that it worked out has the has all the hallmarks of an organized element.
Cheryl, do they expect organized crime overseas or here at home or both?
They really don't know because the computers have traced to U.S. servers as well as foreign servers, but those aren't believed to be the origin servers. In other words, those can be exploited and used by people from different places. So I'm not sure they know that. But one of the other things that they said pointed to a local element of organization was after the breach, someone came in and stole about a dozen cell phones of Target IT employees in one 24-hour period in January. This is after the breach, in an apparent attempt to get back into the system for some reason. And that really baffled officials, but it meant that there were people on the ground in Minneapolis looking for these IT officials with cell phones and managing to get, we're told, about a dozen of them.
Interesting. I understand that. Can you talk a little bit about the malware that was used that seems to be the common factor here?
Yes, the malware, the FBI has warned, since it was publicly available, meaning anybody could have purchased it or if they knew it was out there and what it could do, it's called Cartosia. It looks like Captoxa when you see it spelled out, but it's called Cartosia. And it was on the market for under $2,000, meaning people can pick it up, they can amend it slightly, figure out what they need to do to it to make it bend to their own particular uses of whatever breach. But that's why the FBI was so concerned that there was this common factor perhaps in the Neiman Marcus, Michaels, and Target break-ins, and they say there could be more. Now, the good news is once they've identified that code and that malware, they can work to look for it in other systems and also develop strategies to fight against that.
Well, thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate it. CBS News investigative correspondent Cheryl Atkison with us.